At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome back to Birdland Today, where we talk all things Baltimore Orioles. And today we're diving into the fun and exciting tradition that takes place every single year at spring training. It's guest coaches time. We announced earlier in the week who the guest coaches were, but I thought it would always be good to tell you a little bit more about them. So the Orioles have once again invited a group of former players to be a part of camp to share their wisdom, experience, and knowledge with this new generation of O's. Let's take a closer look at the 9 guest coaches for this year and what they mean to the Orioles organization. I always think about the Oriole way when they get to spring training and when they get guest coaches that are former Orioles. It's because you're passing on the Oriole way. And let's start with Zach Britton. Zach Britton makes me laugh because he is now Zach with a K. For the first time in Orioles papers, I was thinking the jersey, but no, because jersey would just have Britton. But he was always Zach with an H as an Orioles pitcher until he went to New York. Zach was one of the most dominant closers in Orioles history. Originally, he was a starting pitcher, but Britton transitioned to the bullpen where he became an elite force, highlighted by his 2016 season where he posted a .54 ERA and 47 for 47 in save opportunities. His devastating sinker made him nearly unhittable, and he was a key piece of the Orioles playoff runs back then. Having Britton back in camp means the young pitchers will get firsthand knowledge of how to command their pitches, handle high-pressure situations, and adjust their game when necessary, especially when coming out of the bullpen. Next, we got Al Bumfrey, a true Oriole legend. Al was the spark plug for the team's offense in the 70s and 80s. This outfielder was so fast, and he won AL Rookie of the Year in 1973 and then part of the Orioles World Series winning team in 1983. His ability to get on base and change the game with speed made him a fan favorite. Having Bumfrey around the young guys in camp is a great opportunity for both outfielders and base runners to learn from one of the best. And again, as I said before, these are just great people that you want around, these men. Next, we got J.J. Hardy, a guy who, even though he played for other teams, just like Britton, it's exciting to see him back in Baltimore and see that Baltimore was a big part of his legacy. He was a key piece of the Orioles' resurgence in the early 2010s. J.J. was known for his steady glove, leadership, and clutch hitting. The 3-time Gold Glove shortstop was a rock in the infield and a key contributor to the Orioles' playoff teams. Hardy's ability to mentor infielders, particularly young players like Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg, is going to be invaluable. He knows what it takes to play strong, plus fundamental defense is key to all of this, and he's going to pass all that on. All right, next we get to Adam Jones. It is always great to see Adam Jones in Birdland. Jones was the heart and soul of a team for over a decade, 5-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glover. He embodied leadership both on and off the field. Whether it was his game-saving catches, clutch hits, epic pie celebrations, Jones left a lasting impact on a franchise. And his presence in spring training will be huge for the young outfielders. And he'll bring the energy and leadership that made him such a beloved figure in Baltimore. Oh, Nick Markakis is next on my list. I love Nick Markakis so much. Nick Markakis was one of the most consistent, reliable players to ever wear an Orioles uniform. 2-time Gold Glove winner, Markakis was the definition of a professional hitter and a steady right fielder. With over 2,000 career hits, he was one of the best pure hitters in his era. Young players looking to refine their approach at the plate will benefit greatly from having Nick Markakis around camp. Plus, it's always good to see that the organization has not burned bridges with former players, even if they left with not the best of terms. All right, Ben McDonald. Now, that McDonald's going to be at the camp, not to coach these guys on their post careers as announcers, but because he was a former number one overall pick in the 1989 draft. He was once such a dominant presence on the mound, but injuries shortened his career. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have the knowledge. And McDonald still left a mark on the organization. His knowledge of pitching mechanics and the mental aspects of the game will be crucial for young arms looking to establish themselves in the majors. Just like our next guy, Scotty McGregor. A key member of the Orioles' 1983 World Series team, Scott McGregor was known for his poise and command on the mound. The left-hander spent his entire career with the Orioles, winning 138 games with a 3.99 ERA for his career. McGregor has been involved in coaching young pitchers, and his ability to help refine their approach, particularly in terms of pitching efficiency and attacking hitters, that's going to be a huge asset going into this camp. All right. Next up, we got Brian Roberts, one of the best second basemen in Orioles history. Brian Roberts was a two-time All-Star, a dynamic leadoff hitter. I always wonder about his career if he did not get the concussion, where it would have gone. He led the league in doubles twice, was a constant threat on the base paths. Having Roberts in camp means young infielders, especially second basemen. We've got a young second baseman. We've got a young second baseman named Jackson Holliday that should learn from Brian Roberts. Because he excelled in turning double plays, working the counts, and being a menace on the bases. All right, John Shelby. John Shelby, known as T-Bone, was an integral part of the Orioles' 1983 World Series team. The speedy outfielder played a key role in their success and later transitioned into a respected coach. Shelby has experience mentoring younger younger players, and his return to the Orioles organization will provide valuable insight to this group of outfielders. Now, we've got all these guys coming to Sarasota. What does it really mean for the Orioles? Having this group of Oriole legends in spring training is a fantastic opportunity for those young players in camp. These guest coaches bring years of experience. For some of them, they're players that the current players looked up to these guys when they were players. And now they get to bring that experience, leadership, and deep connection of the Orioles organization and teach it to the young guys. Their present bridges that gap between past and present while preparing for the future. It reinforces the culture and history of this team while helping shape its future. It is the Oriole way, and it is great to see the Orioles embracing their alumni, ensuring that knowledge is passed down to the next generation. With these former greats at camp, the young players have no shortage of mentors to learn from. All right, we're going to close it there. That's all for today's episode of Birdland Today. Make sure you subscribe and stay tuned for more Orioles coverage as we count down to opening day. 1 week from tomorrow is the first spring training game, which will be on Masson as well. Let's go O's.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.